Christ Anonymous. And then you get, you know, our feeling or belief or procedure is to get as many members of Narcotics Anonymous involved and do that at some point. And then the material that winds up in our basic text is, it's just like a diamond, you know, and everybody that's involved with it at any point, in any way, is like a facet. It becomes very, very beautiful and very accurate. You know, if you have two or three people sit down very carefully and do a jam-up job and write their point of view on NI recovery, it might be a fine piece of material, but how could it serve the whole? How could it serve 10,000, 20,000 addicts in Narcotics Anonymous today, much less the million to come? I think we will grow to a million members within 5 years of publication of this book. So that's why it's great to have members. I just want to encourage you to trust your spirit and listen to that voice, that feeling. And if you feel funny about a piece of material, there's probably a reason. And it probably needs to be somehow changed and corrected and squared up with that feeling, that recovery thing. And about a year and a half ago, a letter was sent out to every group in the world asking for material. One literature conference was held, out of which came this handbook of NA literature committees, which was the first piece of NA-approved literature written outside the state of California. Far and away the most recent piece of literature, but it was just committee guidelines, basically. I don't even know why they improved it. I guess it's fine that they did. We appreciate it. But it's guidelines for this World Literature Committee. And then some more time went by, and we planned another literature conference in September of last year, September of 80. And that was held a week following the World Convention, so we had lots of support for it. The World Convention helps us a lot with money. And we knew we were going to get quite a bit done, but we just had no idea. Nobody had ever gotten a room full of drug addicts together, you know, no outside forces pulling on us or interrupting the work. And we got a miraculous giant amount of work done. Like in a week's time, this much material, you know. What we did was we developed a topic outline pretty much along the lines of material in the white booklet, so that chapter heading for chapter title for chapter one is Who is an Addict? Anybody ever heard of that? Really new and different, you know, created. In chapter two, we, let's see, wasn't that, what is NA? Does that sound, have a ring to it? And it seems like the next one had something to do with why we are here. And then, oh yeah, we came up with good one, chapter four, how it works. And then, somebody was real inspired and came up with What Can I Do, chapter 5, and I think they put Traditions in 6, and Recovery and Relapse probably in 7, and We Do Recovery in 8. We did also, because we read at our meetings a lot of places, Just for Today, the 9th chapter titled Just for Today. So we have a chapter on spiritual maintenance. Because it's not much way to recover from our disease and feel good about it if you haven't got some spiritual maintenance going. And also, a chapter for ongoing recovery. More will be revealed. And because every day of my recovery has been a revelation of some sort. And then, once you've got these chapter headings, you make a topic outline for each one with as many items in the topic outline. and you go through, you get a big team of people like this together, and you go through, and everybody takes a little stack of papers, and actually it happened right now. I just handed you 5 sheets of paper, and you've got a topic outline, and you say, well, this material obviously belongs in chapter 5, you know, B, because there's a key word there, you know, procrastination or something, or compulsion, it relates to that. You just key it in on the topic outline and cut it out with scissors and mark it, set it in a pile, and then these all sorted, and all the chapter 1A material has gone over at one time and pasted up in order, and eventually you get the whole 800 pages of material somewhat roughly arranged across all 10 of your chapters. And then it's there, but it's rough. It's got to be typed up. And since you're typing it up anyway, you get it with this kind of ragtag pasted up form. You go ahead and put the we's in, put in the some of us, all of us, many of us. You may write a bridge sentence between two pieces of material that, like, this material was from a person and they said, I so-and-so, I such-and-such, and that was appropriate because they were writing an I article, you know, their experience. And the next piece of material is a they article, you know, and you gotta make it all we book form where it read together like a book. And the useful information, which is all we're after, is in there. And the other parts of sentences or whole sentences are just deleted because they relate to where the material comes from, not so much where it's going to be useful in our book. And you get what's called you got your topic outline, you got your paste up, then you got your first type up, your first draft. Now we call all of this a generation, first generation material. Is rough, it's redundant. A lot of the material has been pasted up 2 or 3 places. And so you read it and you think, well, some damn fool did this. You know, look, here's the same shit on this page and here it is over here and here it is over here again. Good God. Well, what you got to realize is that 10 or 15 different people worked on this and they were each doing their task. And it's part of the deal that when you're typing it up and you come across that, you either use it or dump it, because these people were not told to, you know, take 5 years to do it. They had me and a few other people, George, and folks running around saying, oh no, don't worry about it, they'll get that, you know, later when they type it up. Now just put it in there and then go on, you know, don't worry about it, just get it right out. And I'm stressing that because a lot of people, when they do type up, which is probably what we're going to ask y'all's help with tonight, they'll have this like, oh, I bet that group sat for 5 hours and decided to paste up this piece of material. Well, that's just not so. You know, you were sitting there with a stack of paper, and you very quickly went through, keyed it into the outline, and took pieces of material that were useful and fit together, marked them and cut them and set them aside. They were pasted up, and it went very, very quickly. That's why we got it done. If we had to move like that, we wouldn't have been ready for this conference. What we're doing at this conference is a little different, a little heavier. We got all that paste up here. We got a lot of the material that's typed up in WeBook form. We've got one chapter that's pretty damn close to ready to go, in my opinion. I mean, when a piece of material, when you work and rework a piece of material like this, you have the feeling that you could just keep picking at it forever. You know, just stop picking at it and just let it go. But it's not so. Eventually, if you just keep going over it, and have a little faith, chapter 1's now in 4th generation. It's been outlined, clipped and pasted, typed up WeBook form, re-outlined, re-clipped and pasted, re-typed up, re-outlined, re-clipped and pasted, retyped up, and then a good hard review session, just going over it word by word, sentence by sentence, you know, and a half an hour of discussion on the damn paragraph, and then at the end they say, well, just kick it out. And guess what? They learned, well, just kick it out when you find out it didn't fit in the first place, you know, and save you half an hour and get on with it. Because if it's funny, if it makes you a dope fiend seeking recovery, and you know, you got the feeling about Narcotics Anonymous, if it makes you feel funny in the first 5 minutes, that ought to tell you something if you are awake. Now, I know everybody's not going to be awake tonight. I'm not. But trust your feelings. You know, you will be guided. If you haven't prayed to be an instrument in this work, you should do so before attempting to begin, or you will find yourself shaking a lot and unable to focus your eyes clearly on the words and weird stuff like that. If you don't think God's in this room, you better think again. There's some beautiful miracles coming down. Each one of us has prayed a whole lot to get to serve in this. And I just try to pass that on for what it might be worth. You've got to pray to do it. I really believe that. I've never seen anybody conceive and participate in literature work in Narcotics Anonymous and didn't pray. Of course, it's a private thing. But your work will go a lot easier if you pray. Just get the guidance. And the freedom of ego and self-will. So, people who have been listening, have they left out something? And, okay, what has been suggested is that we take some of the paste-up material that's not yet been typed up, and then get it typed up as quickly as possible, and kind of an all-out attack to get as much. This is liberating process, is one way to call it. It sounds like a real, you got to go to college, you know, composition three type term, but it's, you know, it's simply true that it is a liberating process. You know, writing a book, and you have to do these certain things, and it's a lot like setting the house in order, or landscaping the yard. You gotta then do this, push your dirt around, smooth it out, then lay your grass down, and plant your plants, and water it. You just gotta do certain little things, and then it gets done. In this case, it's got to be typed up. Until it's typed up, you can't work with it. Then it's gotta be gone over, and you see the damn thing repeated here, there, and yonder. You just pick out where it fits best, and scratch the rest of them out. If they really fit somewhere else, then you leave them in, but you change them to fit there. Where a person reading it isn't going to get pissed off because they feel like the same material is... Oh, I know how they use this book. You know, they use five pieces of material and just sort them.
Remember all these things we didn't have any name tags?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, George. And,
I've just been pasting.
Typing a lot.
As long as I do. But anyway, different chapters are in different stage of work now. And if you hear it not the first time, you can check that little flow chart over there. But mainly, I think Tom and some others will be pulling material out of the files and saying, we need this typed up, or we need you to sit down and go over this material and get out the redundancy, you know, that which is repeated. And there have been, and I feel like I've sort of set my piece, and that if we let it go right here, that there will be some valuable things left out. One thing we need is unity, and one way we get unity in Narcotics Anonymous is closed meetings like this one, closed workshops or whatever. You get all that secret recovery. You go around the room and everybody gives their name and stuff. So why don't we start with Paige and do that?
My name's Paige, and I'm a drug addict.
Hey, Paige. Tell them where you're from, too.
Oh, I'm from Mount Mary.
Where?
From Kathy,
Hi,
I'm Jim, an addict from Ohio.
Hi, Jim.
My name's Bob. I'm an addict.
Hi, Bob.
My name's Brent. I'm an addict from Boise, Idaho.
Hi, Brent.
I'm Lori. I'm an
addict.
Hello,
Lori.
Got her name this time.
My name's Teresa. I'm an addict.
Bristol, Pennsylvania.
I am George.
I'm George. I'm an addict from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I am George.
I'm Gina. I'm an addict from Nashville, Tennessee.
I'm
Steve. I'm an addict from Nashville, okay.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I'm Jeff. I'm an addict from Kent, Tennessee. Now we're at
Memphis.
Hi, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm Jim and Ed.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
seems I got my direction. And this is a style sheet. And it doesn't mean anything. All it is what we're trying to do is use the same words, will mean the same thing all the way through. It was something came out at early literature conference work, said use the word you mean. Is that right? I
want say what you mean.
Say what you mean.
Swim, S-W-Y-M.
Just for example, I'll go through one example, and we're going to run off some more copies and get out some of the mistakes on this one so that there's one for everybody, hopefully. Use the word or phrase clean in reference to the condition of abstinence from drugs, or instead of clean and sober, clean and serene, straight or sober. Is that understandable? If it's not, just ask somebody.
Because clean means all drugs.
Clean means free of all drugs.
I'm clean today. Not clean sober, just clean. That's all that's necessary.
This is kind of crazy, but I want to ask this because I keep coming across the word. We always use the word cleanness. I mean, like we made it up. The real proper word is cleanliness, but I always get a picture of somebody stepping out of a bathtub. It doesn't have anything to do with it. Should we go ahead and use cleanliness because that's the way Webster sees it, or can we make up the word cleanness because it fits us?
Well, I think a lot of this work has been indeed such today is that this try to get the job done best you can.
We generally use the word clean time instead of sobriety.
Yeah.
Rather than cleanliness, clean time.
Just remember this, we've got a time and place and response and the flair and the spirit where we're engaged in most serious prayer. There are only those things that can cover and present. There have not been any outsiders ever participate in any aspect of this work. So it's totally your work, our work, and it's for us. And a lot of people dying tonight because this book ain't done yet. And we're just most fortunate to be here. It's very serious business. And we'll go through and put the goosebumps in later on with, a lot of spirit and flair and stuff. Let's get some good quality, solid writing done. We're going to have a face. That's what we're seeking now. Because you're sad, first and preference is love. Just anything that would keep the basics from getting taken care of. That's what we got to look to, is basics right now. Go ahead and finish that, Jim, and then I'll go to Lauren and go around. Everybody say what you got to say quickly. You could take all night and stop you.
I won't say any more other than this is just a project for the group consciousness group. This is just something that we've done together just to help everybody understand what we're saying.
Make our information plain, simple, clear, easy to understand for the new time. Strengthen our weakest link. First is most likely to die.
Ministry
Salmonet.
I guess where I'm just going, I'd like to see if we can help is a bunch of us are meeting over there to go over chapter 2. Maybe we could take a look at it. People that are good for like grammar and punctuation. Yeah, I feel like. Could like maybe come over and help because I do Kinetic for a while, So if anyone's good, like come volunteer your services,
Thank you very much, George.
Yeah, I would like to see. Before everybody gets up and starts like cruising around at 100 miles an hour, I think we should kind of assign people to the workshops before we even break anything, I know I've been working with this chapter 4 and so is Gene and so is Paige, and I think, that like Terry just made an announcement for people to go up there. I see 30 people running up there and 4 people down here helping us. I just think maybe we should kind of,
My name's Dwayne, I'm a recovering addict.
Good morning.
I like what Kenny said on that, except that I would much rather somebody who hasn't seen the material in chapter one as it is.
That's a better idea.
Look at it and give us the feedback on it, because those of us that edit it know what's in it, you know, what work we did to it. And I think
what he's saying is the impression of a person that has not yet read the chapter one material would be invaluable, because if it made good sense to them, then it sort of stood the test, hadn't it? And if there's something in there that they say, what the hell is this about, you know?
Another thing I might like to add on that too is that maybe, you know, we have two new people from Idaho, and from Memphis, Jane is here, she can take a look at it. A couple of the other people from Memphis that haven't looked at it, if they give us, like, just go over it real quickly and give us feedback on it, we can get a group conscious and group of like tonight right here.
Chapter 3 is only 5 pages long, and from what I've heard, they want to do a lot of expanding on it. So if another group is going to take 3, what they're mostly going to be doing is writing, so I think they should be taking into consideration whether it's split up as to that maybe who can write well and stuff like that there.
Okay, let me see a show of hands. I'm perceiving that we have a need for literature workers in 3 categories. Typists, and y'all listen to this and catch it if I'm wrong. Typists, readers, you know, you read material that you ask to read, and you know, you're comfortable reading, da da da. And make little marks and shit, and then you hand it back, you know. And that's a certain type of thing, because a lot of people, they just like to read, you know, like to read. If you get a good book, I can just chew it up in a bunch, you know. And then writers, you know, people just real comfortable with expression and composition and, just putting down in the old black and white. So we got, is that correct? We have 3 basic areas of need. Mm-hmm. It must be nearly correct. Okay, why don't we take...
Wait, one more, just that somebody has to learn how to run that machine.
That's real simple,
no problem. Yeah, she doesn't have to, whoever does it, has to show them. Copying machine?
I'll be at the copying machine also tonight.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Are the readers the ones that will review and revise?
No.
That's where just review.
The readers are the ones, right, that are going to read chapter 1 and get their input, and the writers are the ones that are going to go over chapter 2 and 3.
Or they might be asked to read other material. What do you think of it? You know, kind of an evaluating type thing. With some red pencil, some marking, indicating suggested changes or what have you. But somebody can really move through some material. People are just comfortable with that. What I want to know right now, I see your hand up and then maybe other hands, are there any other categories you think? We need typists, readers, and writers. Is there any category?
I was going to work. Like, I'm thinking that, you know, like, I've been working for cutting, I've been pasting up. What category do I fit in?
Okay, that's cutting and pasting.
What about editing?
That's editing.
Well, we got four categories, and that's, I think this is going to work. We'll just see it just a doggone second here. Well, the people who are comfortable and, reasonably good and all that, you can do quick good work typing, please raise their hand that are new here. 1, 2.
Oh,
one.
How many that aren't too good at typing?
Huh?
Okay. I was going to ask him, how many people aren't too good at typing?
What'd you say?
Lift them up. Lift them up high because we're sleeping. Y'all can all type?
No, Lawrence.
Who are not typists that can't know how to type and can't type.
Familiar with the touch system?
Yeah. I can.
What? We know you are, Jesus. What we're talking about is that George says, let's, you know, figure out some like Java sounds and stuff. Well, how many typists does that give us? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Right.
6 typists.
We only need 6.
Well, we've got plenty of typists to mark. Alright, now, don't raise your hand if you raise your typist. How many people new here tonight or want to be readers? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. 7 readers. And then, how many people are comfortable with written expression? And take some rough material and, you know, kind of make it flow and supply some missing sentences and restructure some things. How many would be comfortable in the role of writing? Yeah, and don't raise your hand twice. So that's 3. Jeff and who else?
And Laura.
Lauren. Huh? Okay. That's 4 writers. And don't raise your hand if you raise it for typists, readers, or writers. How about cut and paste? 1. That's no dull stuff. If you, is there anybody who just got 1 cut and paste?
Since we have a surplus of typists, maybe we can have some of the typists when they're not on the machine go up and cut and paste. There's 6 new people
who can
type, and then plus the old ones,
and
there's only 6
type. Just 1 cut and paste for the time being. Is there anybody new here tonight that hasn't raised their hand yet? You didn't raise your hand yet?
I did.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
1
point. I can leave.
Okay, anyway, that's 13. So that's 18. people, that's 18 members. All right, in accord with typist needs and cut and paste and all of that, and reviewing material, just 3 categories, will the people who want to be typists see Lynn after the, you know, thing breaks up and do the Lord's Prayer? I guess the readers and really, but some of the readers, like the 7 readers here, some of them should go to cut and paste because you read stuff and you clip it out and or you have board
names.
Nice.
After we cut it and paste it up, we just slide over them for a quick review before we have it typed up.
And you can read through and supply a little missing sentences and help with that. Okay, so the typist should go to Linda, and 1 typist should go to Tom and Ann. And see, Linda's going to be working right with the review team and right with the cut and paste team. So, you know, typist could just roughly go to Linda. Readers can go to this is sort of intensive review. I mean, if you're going to get quality material, you have to put in quality effort and be comfortable doing so. And so if you're kind of new to it and just want to get involved, you're probably better to get the cut and paste. If you're really champing at the bit, you got to get involved and just the old nitty-gritty and stuff and get into intensive review. The writers should go to intensive review. Maybe one of you want to go with George or something like that. And cut and paste it. would this integrate now with this handle?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Still works.
Well,
I think we only have them.
I didn't mean to keep it simple, but you know the word inventory flashed across my mind. This group is just, I've just taken your inventory group. I hope you don't pay for me. No?
We only have them until 1 o'clock, so let's go to work. Excuse me.
Who said that? Tell you this.
Wait.
John?
No?
Okay. There's some newcomers here. Relatively, I mean by newcomers, for a few months. And if you got any writing ability, I'd like to make a suggestion. You know, I can write a story from the newcomer's point of view. And maybe we can fit that someplace in our book. Because we've got a lot more writers and readers here. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Well, we're going to be here for the rest of the week, so listen to what it said. And if you're to use this instrument to turn out a good story, walk in and think about, you know, a couple thousand people not dying of our disease in life. Make you feel good about yourself and those self-respective days. But I want to thank you about it for a good group of consciousness, Kathy.
I've only just got a couple things that I thought of while we were going here. One of them is that if you run across anything that you need in the way of supplies, most of them are in the kitchen cabinets in there. If you come across something that you need, can't find any of, please let Tom know. He's keeping a list of supplies. The other thing is these pens and pencils are expensive to replace. Please make sure you leave them when you leave here tonight rather than get them home and keep them. And for the new people that don't know about the letters on the map over there, by the map on the wall over there, those are some real inspiring letters. Drop by there and read them when you get a chance.
Well, I want to thank everybody for a good
this will work. Wait on you.
Okay, let's go up this stage. One workshop here.
Thank you. Okay,
there a pen around that?
We're looking for chapter 3.
Second cabinet in the kitchen.
Things like this.
On the left, your wife's
don't need me. Which three?
Gilbert, take that in.